broadcasting live from Houston, home of NASA, Gillies, and horrible humidity for Super Bowl 38. Brought to you by Majestic Liquors, Bobcat, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
is the time here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hard Line. And we're saying good afternoon to you all because we are down here at the Super Bowl today. The Super Bowl in Houston, Super Bowl 38, will be played Sunday at Reliance Stadium. And that's what's getting everybody down here, getting everybody all hot and bothered. Now, what are we doing here?
Well, we can either talk about the media party.
Well, I thought you wanted to wait till George was here to do that, and he can't get here till 5:50.
Well, you know what? He may not be here till 6:10. So, you want to risk
right,
that?
Okay. Go ahead, then. Well, no, I don't want to risk it. That's fine.
Okay. Well, you go ahead.
All right. So, last night, what they do here at the Super Bowl for all the leering press is they designate one night as the media party, and they get us all in a certain high-tone place in the host city every year. They feed us very, very well. They booze us up very, very well, if we're so inclined.
What do you think they spend on those things? Seriously, a couple hundred grand?
Easily. And the ones I've been to, I wasn't there last night.
Maybe, but not what they used to.
Well, you saw what they spent on the first one.
Right.
$250,000 was their budget for the entire media for the entire 2 weeks.
What about my needs?
So, I mean, what do you think they spend overall for the media for an average Super Bowl? A couple million?
Easily. Easily. I mean, look at this center right here. I mean, they have to pay to rent this thing out. I mean, you can go in there right now and drink as much free booze as you want to.
Right.
Right now.
Booze, Corby.
Which we do every day.
Yes, we do. In fact, I need a Crown and Coke, Rubes. Last night, they had the media party at the aquarium, which certainly made the Sterminator and I get our little fish weenies flapping.
Yeah.
And they have a very nice downtown aquarium here. A very, very nice. Did you like the party last night?
I thought it was the best overall party that I've been to in 5 years.
Now, sometimes they will run in a musical guest of substance for us. Like a few years ago in Tampa, they run the B-52s in there.
That's the only time that's happened, though, a band of that significance.
Yeah. Down in New Orleans, it's usually somebody that's pretty, generic to the area. Unless down in New Orleans, they had Alan Toussaint, who I'm sure if you're familiar with the New Orleans music scene, that's a name you know.
Yeah, you were walking in and Reiner goes, what if they run in ZZ Top to this thing?
Hey, I was not ready to rule that out.
Well, you know, when the Cowboys were in Pasadena, you know who was there, don't you, at the media party? Huey Lewis and the News.
That would have been cool, even though
there?
I hate him.
You need to reevaluate.
That was okay. The last media party. That was the last one.
Why?
Because it was only media. Only media.
It's not only media. Because how boring would that be? A bunch of 900 guys?
That's about what it was.
See, that's the thing. That's the conundrum the NFL finds itself in, is because these are all guys here. And they obviously have always managed to import girls of some kind.
Right.
To sort of balance things out and give the guys somebody to talk to, even though the guys are perfectly happy to gather around in groups of four and talk about where the Cardinals go now, or is this really the red letter year for Herman Edwards? And
that's his
default
media question, by the way. I've heard that 5 times this week from him.
Well, I mean, am I right?
You're right, yeah.
And, you know, even certain members of our group would be very happy to participate in such a discussion group. But last night, they have it at the aquarium, and outside they had a country western band, a bunch of guys in cowboy hats playing the hits of country today. And inside, up on the third level, they had a six-piece pop, jazz, funk,
R&B,
Pisces type of band.
All black.
Yes. That was Pisces you saw last night.
Really?
Yeah. And I wasn't around when this got started because I was my thoughts were hijacked by fish. So why don't you bring us up to speed as to how it all began?
Well, we'd been walking around and having a couple of drinks, and, you know, we were having a good time just looking at everybody. Because
was the place packed?
Packed. And it was probably about 50% media, or maybe 40% media, 60% VIP, whatever.
Civilians.
Yeah, I don't know how they got in. Houstonians.
Well, I mean, they invite people from the visitors' convention and all that.
People that didn't know it was a media party.
Right.
They just knew it was a party, period. And they outnumber the media by a long shot. And there were some good-looking girls in there, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what Houston is? Houston is a haven for the high-toned sister.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All that.
No, it is. It is. It is a haven for the well-dressed, well-groomed, high-toned sister. That is a fact. You didn't notice that last night.
No, huh? I did. I mean, now that you mention it, but there was a lot of good-looking white girls, too. You know? I mean, they were all over the place.
Well, yeah, I know that, but for whatever reason, Houston is this is Mecca if you were a brother wanting to hook up with a good-looking black girl. You can do it here.
Well, we were walking around just checking the scene out. And
those brothers know I'm right about this, too.
Probably so. And on that third level, it was like the nice-dressed people. I don't know why they were all up there, but they looked a lot... I mean,
trying to get away from people like you.
Yeah, I was in a sweatshirt, a hooded sweatshirt, and a hat, an OU hat, you know? We all look like scums, because we just came from work. We didn't go back to the hotel to change or anything. And it took us an hour and a half to get there, and we were a mile away. But George turned around, and he goes, "Hey, how much for me to get up on stage while the band's playing, grab the mic, and just start singing?" And we were like, "What?" He was like, "Yeah, how much?" And we're like, "Well, what do you want?" He was like, "I'll do it for $200. And so
the funding began.
The funding began. I was in for $50. Bob and Dan were in for $50, I think. Reiner finally showed up, and you were in for some money.
I put in $40.
Groobs threw in some money.
Did Junior Miller throw in $5?
He wasn't there. Junior didn't show. And
but that's what he would have done.
Yeah.
So then it's
the cheapest guy in the world.
I know. It's unbelievable. Then we figured, okay, here's what's going to have to happen. You're going to go up in between songs, tell the band that you want them to play this song, whatever it is. And then you have to tell them, "Hey, I'm getting up on stage and singing it, by the way. Not only are you going to play it, but I'm going to sing it." And, you know, George is like, "All right, I'll try it." So we sat there waiting for the opportune time. We're all standing around in a circle. No one's really dancing. Everybody's just kind of hanging out, listening to music and drinking beer.
Meanwhile, George is back here with me, and we're trying to figure out what song he's going to sing.
Right.
You know? So he comes up with "Just My Imagination."
He knows all the words to that.
The old Temptations song, except he wanted to get up there and do it like the Rolling Stones did it.
Sing it like Mick.
He wanted to be Mick.
He wanted to be Mick. And meanwhile, you have this band up here, a couple of whom are, well, I think actually only one of whom was white. All the rest of them were black. They were all dressed in coats and ties, and they were really, really good. I mean, they were just outstanding players, every one of them. And they're up there doing their own blend of cool jazz, pop, and funk and stuff, and the Rolling Stones are not on their radar screen in any way. Okay?
Had George had a couple pops?
Oh, yeah. Of course he had.
What do you think?
Out of town, Georgie?
Yes.
I mean, that's the only time when he does stuff like this. I mean, if the opportunity for this had arisen in Dallas...
Hit like a guy's night out?
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't do it.
Of course not. There's no way that he would have done anything like this.
So he waits for a song to end, and he just casually walks up after they figure out that they're going to do... He wants to hear "Just My Imagination" or sing to it. And we see him. We're standing back. We can't hear what he says, but he whispers to the lady, I guess, "Hey, you guys know Just My Imagination?" Sure enough, she bobs her head yes. And she goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, I got a special announcement here. We're going to have George come up here and sing a song for us." And then all of a sudden, George gets up there, and they start playing, and George starts singing.
And he's...
"I'd like to dedicate this song to Mike Reiner from Dallas, Texas." All right.
to do it back there.
Yeah.
And he's got all the moves, all the Mick gestures,
oh, really?
Everything.
To have a girl like her is a dream.
The poor band just tried to help him sing.
They were awesome.
Meanwhile, they're playing it like the Temptations.
Right.
Oh, is that the trigger? They love the truth.
All right, stop it for just a second, Chief. So here is the band with that very mellow Temptations ballady groove.
Is there a question mark formed over?
Yes.
Yeah, there was the ones who were paying attention. See, the trouble with the whole thing was nobody was paying attention to the band anyway.
Because here's George up there at 250 plus, strutting around like Mick Jagger.
Right.
Which that looks funny to begin with, because he's got all the moves down. He's great at it.
Meanwhile, there was a group of girls behind us who are like NFL types, and they were definitely into it. I mean, they were really getting into it. They were really on board with all this. They were really digging it. All right, go ahead.
Just my imagination once again.
What to do. They know this song. They know the harmonies. They got that Temptations groove. But here is George up there giving it the Mick treatment. And the Rolling Stones version of this is drastically different.
And George is not trying to follow the band, is he? He's doing his own thing.
He's doing his own thing.
But it worked.
Yeah, it was great.
So,
well, George has balls of steel.
Yeah, when he's down his...
Oh, pull that.
Oh, definitely.
So he walks off when the song's over with, and we're going crazy. You know, our whole group is just going nuts, high-fiving him, you know, and he's got a big smile, and he walks up. He was like, now
thank
pay...
You, thank you very much.
He's like, now pay me, MFers.
Hey, boys.
Which we did. Which we did.
Give it up for George.
Then we had a few more drinks.
He is such a genius.
And we're all sitting in the exact same spot, just checking the scene out, looking around. And did I come up with this?
Yes. Another stunt was offered up. Funding was procured, and we'll tell you about that later on.
Why don't we do that next, and we'll do Mickey at 550.
Okay, is the Mickaroo around?
He'll go for it. He'll enjoy hearing the story. Let's just be a little more not seamless, I guess.
All right, we'll get into that next here on The Ticket.